on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. We're so glad to be here today. It's a beautiful, sunny day.
It is. And I heard that on Monday, it's going to be up to 41.
What?
Is that right, Hope?
I didn't look that far ahead. Focus
She's
on today and tomorrow.
She's focused on the next 2 hours. That's what Hope cares about.
Well, that's what I heard.
But I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, though, I mean, it is sort of an epiphany, and I've had this conversation with other people. I mean, while it's been so cold, I've been outside.
Well, Larry the dog kind of makes you go outside.
But I mean, I've gone hiking, I've gone tubing, spent a couple days out of the city at a cabin in Wisconsin, and it was freezing, and we were like, oh my gosh, the only things to do were going to be outside, and now it's going to be 16 below. But it's all about the layers and the right attitude.
Your uncle has always said that.
Dress in layers. Yeah.
Yep.
But it's amazing. I'm surprised at myself because I don't like to be super cold.
I never remember.
Yeah, I would never have thought to go for an outdoor walk in the snow, purposely trekking through snow, going snowshoeing, being on a icy pond. Never would have thought to do that. But it's actually fine and kind of pretty.
God willing, when the pandemic is done, do you think you'll still do this?
Oh, no. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yes, I do.
Do you? Well, maybe
I do. I think I have a new appreciation for winter. I think you just feel better when you get fresh air.
Yeah.
And yes, a friend sent me a very, very funny essay on McSweeney's. It's a literary magazine. I don't know if you ever look at it, but you can go to their website. And it's an essay written by the afternoon walk.
Oh,
and the afternoon walk is like, you are leaning on me so hard. I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
Oh, I
can't be your everything. You think of me as your time to clear your head. You think of me, it's written from the point of view of the afternoon walk. It's like, maybe consider trying a morning walk sometime.
Give them a break.
It's just too much of a burden for me. I can't be everything to you.
That's great. But meanwhile, you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago how you were buying booties for Larry the dog.
Yes.
And I was kind of laughing because I remember my dog many years ago when,
Licorice.
Uh-huh. When we put
Guess what color he was? Guess what color? Red.
Exactly. When we put a Gore-Tex raincoat on him, a lovely raincoat that was given as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood there in the kitchen
looked
at us like, what do you think I'm going to do?
Well,
and Larry didn't want to move in his boots either.
No, the boots were a dismal failure.
Yeah.
But I had a very delightful return to Amazon at Kohl's, which I talked about last week with Grant. That was my big takeaway.
Well, what I was surprised about, I heard that part of the show. And I was surprised because you were so amazed because months and months ago, I talked about that. That Kohl's.
Of course you did.
Yes.
I knew of the service.
Never
I had
to
not
do it.
Personally tried the service.
So have you been back to Kohl's since?
I haven't, but I do have a coupon that they gave me. So
you better make your way back.
I'm thinking about it. But I will say I did also get the dog an outerwear. It's a reversible vest.
Oh.
And first of all, I have a white dog. And so when you're in snow, sometimes you lose him.
Oh,
seriously, he's little and he's white. There are times where I'm like, where are you? And he likes to burrow in. So the red vest helped me immensely. And he did keep it on and he looked super dashing.
Oh, that he was willing to keep on.
He was. I think it felt good. Cozy. Yeah. But let's get to some store news. I had a really interesting conversation this week with Mike Tamptey, the co-founder, co-CEO of Evereve. You probably hear Megan's voice more on this station. She's more out there on the socials and talking about the fashion, but Mike is behind the scenes.
He's the businessman.
doing the business side and making decisions on where they go. And Mike is a very masterful at knowing commercial real estate, knowing the best malls to be in, knowing where to wheel and deal. So here at this time when and he was very upfront that Evereve's store sales dropped 33%.
since the
last
pandemic.
Year. Yes. Yeah. In 2020. Mm-hmm. Yes, e-commerce was up, but not enough to make up for it. And he's, you know, we hear these stories about, oh my gosh, it's been such a boon and everybody's shopping. Yeah, to some extent.
Right.
But like he said, they have realized just how tied the women's apparel business is to experiences. Sure. You're going out, you have a date, you get a new outfit.
Right.
You're going to a concert, you want a new pair of jeans. You're yep. traveling, you know.
And makes a big difference.
Right. And so it's just, he said the orders that they're getting are the same size that they always were. There just are far fewer of them.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, they have decided to double the size of their Edina flagship store, which remains their number one store in the country. They have 94 stores.
94
now.
Stores, and that's still their best one.
It is. They had a slight dip, a pandemic dip during this past year, Scottsdale, Arizona. Their store in Scottsdale outperformed Edina by a bit. But overall, through the history of the company, Edina is still number one.
Okay.
So they're actually going to move, if you can picture where Ever Eve is.
Like basically right across the street from Edina Theater.
Right, right on 50th.
That's a good way.
They're going to move two doors down, closer to France Avenue. You know the Steel Fitness space?
I hadn't realized that Steel Fitness went out of business there. Are they out of business totally?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they have more than one space?
Yeah.
I guess I
missed
that.
So Steel Fitness was, you should really get on tcbmag.com. That's all I'm saying.
I do.
Steel Fitness was sold to Snap Fitness several years ago.
Really?
Steel Smiley, who started Steel Fitness, he owns Crisp and Green down the street.
Oh, and they're opening a whole bunch more of those.
Going gangbusters. Yep. Yes. But meanwhile, Steel Fitness was bought by Snap, and then Snap phased it out.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anyway, that big space has been sitting empty.
Two stories.
Well, there's a basement. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. And they're also taking, there's a storefront, like a smaller storefront right next door to Steel. They're taking that as well. So they're going to have a store that is far bigger than any store they've ever done. They might do like a studio to do some, you know, they're doing a lot of like Ever Eve TV, social media stuff. They might do a studio right in the store. They're going to expand footwear dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
And they're thinking that Edina is basically going to become like their playground. That's where they're going to try things, test them out.
Well, it makes sense since they're here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're also planning to open another like 6 or 7 stores this year. They're opening in Naples, you know, the winter Edina. They're opening in, where are the other ones? In Florida. They're opening another one in Florida near Orlando. So they just opened at American Dream in, New Jersey. And they say, we are bullish on brick and mortar. They believe that there's going to be big pent up demand, that women are going to be excited to buy new clothes, to dress up a little bit. They have like a huge amount of spring arrivals coming in March, and they're gambling that people are going to feel like, I'm tired of my sweatpants, I want to dress up.
What is your feeling? Do you think they're right? Or do you see this in other stores as well?
I think it's probably going to be gradual. I don't think it's like we're going to flip the calendar to March and suddenly everyone's going to be shopping like crazy. I think that a lot of people have had sort of a reckoning with their closet and looked at everything and thought,
in there,
do I really even need to own this much? So I think there's some kind of like market correction. I think there are a lot of people who've been selling a lot and feeling really good about that and might not be so fast to go back out. But yeah, I mean, I was getting dressed to do a virtual event a week ago, and I stood there for a long time and I was like, nothing felt great.
Yeah, I think part of that, and I think they're not wrong about, you know, spring, first of all, I think always makes us feel that way. We're tired under normal conditions. We're tired of all the winter clothes and ready for spring. And maybe it will be more. So I think, you know, as more and more people get vaccinated and feel that they can go out, that's what will be interesting to see, if they really do start doing that, or if they're kind of going to be like me, where it's going to, after a year of being locked up, it's going to be I think that's going to be an interesting switch.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, you know, how you, I don't know that you can do that in just one fell swoop. you know,
yeah,
it's a gradual change.
I agree. So, I think it'll be gradual. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? We want to know your perspective, too. If you have thoughts, you can feel free to give us a call at 651-641-1071. More openings to tell you about when we get back. That's next on Shop Girls.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly.
And I have a scoop. I have a little scoop for you. Ooh. Seriously, hot off the presses.
Really?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Going to be reported in more detail later today. You'll be able to find it at mspmag.com. But I got word this morning. I haven't even shared this with you yet.
No,
mother.
I'm so excited.
I know. So it's a store that is near and dear to the hearts of Shop Girls listeners who ask without fail, you know, where to get dressy clothes, where to get Mother of the Bride dresses. We've all been sort of sad. We've been talking for the last few weeks about the fact that do go long time. Kind of destination for those dress-up gowns is closing.
Okay,
Last day is going to be February 26th.
Okay.
They're going to open a temporary location at Nolan Mains at 50th and France.
Oh, you're kidding.
Just got an email from Nancy. I actually asked Nancy in real time as we're on live radio. I'm like, do you want to call in? Do you want to just call in and talk about it? Well, she might respond. She's probably in her store right now. So we'll see if we can get her to tell us a little more about it.
Are they going to do that after the Galleria store closes?
They are going to open on March 5th. At Nolan Mains. This is the new 50th and France development.
Right.
That is where Six for Good is, several other stores.
Essence.
Yes.
And Essence One, right? Essence.
Well, that's part of Six for Good.
Oh, right.
They're one of the brands
that's in
Six
for
Good. Yeah, Flirt Boutique, the lingerie store is there now. And we talked about it over the holidays. Nolan Mains has been aggressive and smart about catering to retailers' current needs, which are not putting out a lot of money to develop a space and a short-term lease because things seem so, you know,
precarious.
Volatile.
Yes.
Right. So Dugo's going to give it a shot. They are going to do a pop-up and it's going to be open by appointment.
Oh.
And it's a temporary location to test it out. And then if it works well, she's going to stay there.
I wonder if they're going to do mainly Mother of the Bride rather than having their full assortment that they currently
have.
Well,
this is what I want to know.
Nancy, call us.
Come on, Nancy. So we'll see. I'm sure she's like on the sales floor because they're still in the final throes of their.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were going to be open as late as that.
Yeah.
Till February.
Yep.
February, what did you say? February
26th. This week is the
Friday.
Yep, is the last day at Galleria. They even have the fixtures and, you know, like it's kind of like they're calling it the Dugo garage sale at this point. So it's kind of anything you see, rack, a hanger, whatever you can get your hands on, it's for sale.
Okay.
And then the pop-up, the Dugo pop-up will open a week later, the following Friday on March 5th.
Well, that's good
by
news.
By appointment Monday through Saturday. So, you know, people are getting back to, I mean, obviously people have been getting married and people are getting back
that,
to, they have. But people are getting back to, you know, smaller gatherings.
Yeah, the governor even opened that part up.
Exactly.
You can have more guests than you could, you know, early on. So, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
so exciting news.
Yeah,
exciting
that
news.
Is.
So we'll give you more details.
A lot of stuff on 50th in France.
Yes. And speaking of another opening this week, Bar Method.
Yes, which I've seen as a closed storefront for many months.
Right. They open too. So this is all on what is now called Market Street. That would be a fun little local trivia question. Do you know what it used to be called?
49th and a half Street.
Why was it called 49th and a half Street?
I have no idea.
Who had that idea?
Why did it take them that long to change it to a better name?
So now it's called Market Street. You know, everybody is kind of waiting to see if Soul Cycle makes its opening. That window has been up for over a year now. But Bar Method made its opening. The class schedule is online. They opened on the 15th. So, and you can do, they offer free trial classes on Saturdays. So if you just want to go test it out.
And they said that their goal is to be the best part of your day. We have one classroom, retail area, changing room, bathroom, and beauty bar to get ready or freshen up.
Yes.
So you can do all those kind of things. And they have different packages that they offer. So, well, I hope that
that
works.
Most studios do. I mean, I think this is one of those big lingering questions. I think, you know, I mean, we talk about, are people going to go back to shopping? Do people want new clothes? Is that going to spring back? To me, the question of fitness centers and particularly studio fitness, which had become, you know, I mean, name the strip center that didn't have a yoga studio,
right,
a cycling space. I mean, it has just become, you know, the prevalence of boutique fitness. So many of them struggling. So many already have closed, or ones that had multiple locations have downsized. Is that going to come back? I'm really, really curious about it. I think I have some friends who are missing it desperately. I have others who aren't.
I wish that just my kind of classes that I took, which were at a community, Edina Community Center, I wish those would come back. They do have a few.
Really?
But not,
are they? Would you go, though?
That's the whole question, isn't it? Obviously not right now with my knee.
With your broken knee,
yeah, it's a little hard to do that with a mobilizer. But I would like to think.
Yeah. Well, you've been vaccinated. We're in the good 2 week waiting period
until I can kiss and hug everybody.
Busting out, right?
No, I can't kiss everybody,
no.
But I can hug.
Mm-hmm.
I can hug with a mask. Tell your boys to get ready. I'm coming for them.
Is that like official? Did you read that? Did the CDC tell you that?
The CDC and Dr. Fauci called me personally.
Yeah,
and he said in 2 weeks from this past Thursday, I can hug my grandsons.
So we should mark the calendar.
So if you could
and
mark the calendar, make sure there's nothing else going on that day.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Good deal.
Very good.
I might even give you a hug.
Oh, goodness. I am so looking forward to that.
I hope so.
Meanwhile, this is kind of an interesting story. Did you see, I can't remember who sent, did I send this to you? Did you send this to me about the request? This is kind of like a building movement, and it shows you the power of journalism because it's something
it
that
you.
Had been discussed, but it was really an article this week in Fast Company last week that brought this to the attention of President Biden's office. The demand for a fashion czar.
And, you know, when you first, you know, I first read that, I thought, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
But it does make sense. And there was a group of brands, journalists, nonprofits, and others who came together and signed this letter saying that they should have a fashion czar because they need a high-level advisor to coordinate the policies and people of the fashion industry. And we certainly have been talking for a long time about the problems with the environment.
Right. So the fashion industry is responsible for 10% of the world's carbon emissions. 10% just from fashion.
That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And the thesis behind this is it needs to be regulated like other big sectors. So this isn't so much like, you know, love and rainbows about fashion.
No.
This is about saying we need some stricter guidelines to control fast fashion.
Right. With all of the things that we have been, you know, talking about that have been done in the wrong way.
Right.
And they're saying if there was one person to kind of head this group and regulate things, that it would be a much better
fashion. Get
idea.
This. Fashion is a $2.5 trillion industry and employs more than 75 million people, the majority of whom are poorly paid women in countries where there are not safety regulations. You know, even after, you know, expose after expose, you know, exposing some of the bad conditions and you know, just all of the problems, it's still not regulated.
Right. So, I mean, right now they've got several brands that have signed up for this. Mara Hoffman, ThreadUp, Allbirds, Reformation. They've got journalists. Harper's Bazaar is one of them. So, you know, I don't think it's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone thought about it before.
I've taken to listening to long articles sometimes. You know, using that Autumn app, which is
while
really
you're
nice.
Walking?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes when I'm just like making dinner or doing laundry.
Yeah. Sure.
I like to maximize every moment.
Absolutely.
But there was an article in I think it was in New York Magazine. I'll find it and try to tweet it out. But just about the cost of fast fashion. And at first I was just like, I've heard this story. But I mean, the sad thing is I have heard this story and it's still, you know, it's still the same level of problem. Yep. Yes. More on that and some celebrity news. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Mom?
Yes.
Once you're out and about,
yes.
I'm curious, do you want to go to the Old Spice barbershop?
Well, I hadn't thought about it, but you never know. I just might do that. Except I have to take a trip to do that. I have to go to Columbus, Ohio.
Yes. So Old Spice, which has done many, you know, successful, very irreverent, cheeky ads, has decided to get into the experiential marketing.
Right.
On March 1st, Old Spice is opening its first ever barbershop.
Yep.
In Columbus, Ohio. Why Columbus? Is that where they're based? I'm guessing it must be where they're based.
No, I am not sure about that. I know they're going to have celebrity barber residency programs and they're going to invite stylists with clients. You know, they're going to get actors and athletes in there and musicians.
Because they're all spending a lot of time in Columbus, Ohio?
Well, I guess if you want to get publicity, then you go to Columbus, Ohio to do this.
Okay.
They're going to have Easter eggs inspired by the brand. I don't even understand that, including 3D models.
Easter eggs means like hidden fun surprises throughout the shop.
Oh, is that right? I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like I really think I know those things. In a movie where there's like some, you know, kind of like, you know, like there's some little, or in a book, like there might be a, you know, this little red bird that pops up on each page. And it's like, oh, it's like an Easter egg. It's a
hidden. Yeah. Taylor Swift does it all the time, apparently, in her videos or lyrics.
Yeah. Who does?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. I'm sorry.
Look at that.
I thought I was on top of things. I have never heard that term. Okay. Well, anyway, so they're going to have these Easter eggs that will show haircuts and styles.
You were probably thinking Cadbury.
I was thinking, yeah. Well, that's the kind I'd like anyway.
Ooh, they're going to have Easter eggs.
The thing that I wonder about, you know, I think of Old Spice from when I was a kid. You know, that's what people do. Men still really use Old Spice? Do young people use Old Spice?
Well, I mean, clearly that has been their strategy with their Super Bowl ads. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen numbers. I'm guessing they've obviously had some success with the strategy or they wouldn't still be doing it. My biggest question about this is the guys that they want, that they're trying to target, are they really going to go say, oh, I'm going to get my hair cut at the Old Spice barbershop?
Well, maybe for one time, because again, it's an experience.
It sounds like
the whole idea.
It seems like going to the Cheesecake Factory to get your hair cut. You know, like it just seems kind of like a little.
Well, that was not a good example.
Yes, it's just going to be sort of like, you know,
Old Spice and a barbershop makes sense.
I understand. Alex. I'm saying that kind of experience. I just don't think a lot. I think a lot of guys are just looking for like in and out.
They have a new theme that they launched called Smell Ready for Anything. And the idea is it's a campaign that's inspiring people to break out of, you know, this whole funk from the pandemic in a humorous way. So it's all, you know, I mean, they know what they're doing in terms of what they're trying to achieve. Whether they're going to, that is another question. But
yeah.
But here's another question.
What?
Instead of Girl Scout cookies, would you like to wear their shoes?
Yes.
Okay.
I want thin mint sneakers.
Thin mint sneakers. And if you get real hungry,
this,
you can take a bite out of the sole.
Okay, this is hilarious.
Yep.
I kind of love it, and I kind of think it's going to work.
Well, it very well might, but they have, you know, they've had to adapt. They couldn't have their normal Girl Scout cookie drive where they go door to door. They've got, they partnered with Grubhub to deliver cookies in certain areas and all because, you know, obviously they didn't want to give up on it totally. But they've now collaborated with a shoe brand called K-Swiss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like Easter eggs, I think this is really Swiss cheese.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Wah, wah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they've teamed up with this K-Swiss, and they have come up with a collection of designs inspired by the cookies. So they've got mint green for their thin mints, mint green shoes.
Yep.
They have a textured suede for their coconut caramel. And
it's kind of like a light brown, as one would expect.
Right. And a soft beige suede for their shortbread, which has always been a classic.
I mean, they're super cute. They look exactly like the classic K-Swiss sneakers, only done in these fun colors.
Absolutely.
They have on the tongue, which in each one has like a alternate color, they've got like a little Girl Scout logo. So you do have to have the Girl Scout logo there.
Yeah, and it's cute. They've got a little polka dot trim too, it looks like, on the inside of the heel.
Do we know what these are going to sell for, and how are you going to get them?
They're going to be in both women's and children's sizes. Women's will sell for $75 a pair, children's for $70.
Okay.
They will be at kswiss.com, thegirlscoutshop.com, and footlocker.com on March 4th.
Well, I mean, for anyone who knows that thin mints last about a half a second in the cookie jar, this is a way to really keep them around.
But, you know, did you know this? I didn't remember this anyway. This is not the first time the Girl Scouts have, you know, tried to do a fashion tie-in. Mm-hmm. Last March, they did a tie-in with Diane von Furstenberg. And they did a collection of a silk scarf and a wristlet, and all the proceeds went to programs that supported the girls as leaders.
Wow.
So, you know, they're smart. They're trying new things, but they are really cute shoes.
I did not know about that other thing, but I do think they're cute. And yeah, I could see people doing it, and I could see people wanting to support their cause and to support young women.
Have you had anybody, you know, offer you cookies, or have you thought about getting cookies this year?
No, I haven't. And I was talking to a friend in New York one day, and literally while we were on the phone, she was all excited because her cookies arrived. And I was like, hey, wait, no.
I wonder if you have to go on to Girl Scouts website.
Yeah,
and
nobody
will tell you how to order them through Grubhub.
I mean, the thing is, like, I used to always buy them at the office. I used to buy them from colleagues whose kids were selling them, or
grocery stores
would come to the door.
Right. But they also, I know at grocery stores, used to set up tables, and they're not doing that this year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We got to find out how to do it. Maybe
business.
A mother of a Girl Scout will call us and tell us the best way to get them.
Maybe, but I'm going to get those sneakers. Meanwhile,
you're going to get the mint green ones?
I would get the mint green.
Yeah, I think those are really cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have it is weird. You realize how you tend to buy the same things. I do seem to gravitate to green, shades of green shoes. I have other green sneakers too, so I should maybe deal with that first before I
can. Could you lay down?
Okay, how about this?
Okay.
Birkenstocks made of Birken bags. Would you pay $76,000?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you want to think about it?
Yeah.
So this was hyped all over the place. People love a good outrage, right?
Yep.
So Birken bags, which are, you know, one of the most expensive bags around, they are now using scraps of Birken bags to make.
Well, they're not. It's a separate company. It is not them. It's a company called, I guess you'd say, Mischief, but it's MSCHF, all cap letters.
Okay.
And they are actually making an imitation pair of Birkenstocks, because it isn't Birkenstocks doing it.
But I see.
They are doing it out of
these. They look just like Birkenstocks.
Right.
And if anybody saw them on your feet, they would have no idea they were anything other than Birkenstocks.
Right.
Except you will have paid $76,000.
Well, you can get a pair for as cheap as $34,000. So, you know, I mean, if you want to go.
So this company I see now, it's a 23-year-old. He's the head of strategy at Mischief. And he told the New York Times he's sort of fascinated with destroying expensive things and creating something new out of them.
That sounds like a 23-year-old,
wow,
right?
That is so deep.
Well, of course, Kylie Jenner has them. And of course, loves them. The difference.
I bet they sent them to her, too.
Oh, I'm sure
they
didn't
pay a dime.
No, absolutely they did. Because they said the picture that she posted even showed them in the box, and she, you know, said, thanks, Mischief. So I'm sure they sent them to her. But the difference, you know, while you and I would not know that they were any different from a regular pair of Birkenstocks. They do have gold buckles and pebble leather, and they come in the orange box that the Birkin bags would come in. Mm-hmm. So they've done something to try to, you know, distinguish them in that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, now Future, he has a pair of those well.
But again, you know, and it doesn't say that this is a sponsored post, but I sure do have to wonder because he posted some glamorous pictures of himself in a fur coat and his crocodile fake.
Are you talking about Future?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he wrote, "You see me fighting a crocodile, help the crocodile. Birkenstock, mischief."
Yeah.
That to me feels like a sponsored post that is missing the hashtag sponsored.
That could be.
They sent those.
But they said that there are multimillionaire or billionaire art collectors mm-hmm. who are likely to buy these the same as they buy other, you know, things that are considered art.
Okay. So. Well, I think it's dumb.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, here is I saw that you were hyped about this, Mom, and what? I was so glad because I know you're such a big golfer. a new brand, and this is like, how long did this have to take? Of course, it reminded me a little bit of Houston White, who's local, but a Black-owned brand bringing streetwear to the golf world. A new brand that is debuting. Wait, what is it called? I'm trying to find the name.
Trying to find it too.
Eastside Golf.
Eastside Golf, that's
yes.
right. Yeah.
And it is...
two men who... Mm-hmm. Two Black men,
yes,
who wanted to bring streetwear to the golf world,
right?
And they're Jacob Blake, who is from Kenosha, and the other man, that was after the shooting. Yes. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
of Jacob Blake, that this group decided they needed to do something.
Right. It inspired them.
And they came up with this idea. One of them is a golfer.
Right. But the whole idea was they wanted to bring a streetwear brand aimed at broadening the appeal of golf, which is a game that has a long history of racism and elitism. So many clubs that were off limits for so long, some probably still are. And so they're kind of bringing an edgier look to golf apparel. It'll be really interesting to see. I mean, we've had stories before about, you know, with tennis and golf and, you know, so much. You know, so conservative, and will we start to see things change?
They did a great sweatshirt and jeans. They have a gold chain around the neck.
Yeah.
And it's a golfer, a Black golfer, mm-hmm. swinging the club as they're obviously, you know, they're taking a swing as they're
this is the image on the sweatshirt.
That's the image on the sweatshirt and on t-shirts and other things. And so... Yeah. You know, and there are a lot of Black golfers, obviously, and golf players.
Yes.
And so, you know, they came up with this idea and they
Get one on Tiger. Will Tiger wear one of these sweatshirts?
Mm,
I don't know if Nike will allow it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No. But they're doing well.
But it's cool. I mean, I think it's just yet another example of how we see in every facet of fashion and, you know, lifestyle consumer goods, just new brands, new points of view, and saying, you know, why does it have to be this one way?
Right. And they went to the PGA merchandise show and they, you know, have had a lot of interest. Yeah. So.
Well, if you know a golfer who might be interested, Eastside Golf is the name of the brand. But also check out Houston White, who's right here in the Twin Cities and does some golf apparel as well.
Doesn't he?
What?
For women as well.
Yeah, very limited, but yes, a few pieces. When we get back, Argyle's comeback and Madonna's latest look. That's next on Shop Girls. Whose look is it anyway? It's that time in the show where we take a look at a trend, we analyze it from any angle, and then we say, it must be Madonna.
Give me, she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
You know, I was just thinking, Mom, where's Madonna? What is she even up to?
I haven't missed her at all.
I have. And I'm always fascinated. I'm always that's fascinating, especially with stars at that level. Like, what are they? What are they doing? What is she up to? Supposedly, I mean, I know she's got a lot of kids. Yeah. I know she. What,
and supposedly what? She's filming a new documentary
about
on Netflix about her Madam X tour, which I okay don't really.
I'll watch it. Whatever. That's fine. Yes. Okay. But she was photographed this week. And so she's made our Who's Look, because this is actually something that has been bubbling up in other places, too. And of course, Madonna is right on it. She looks almost preppy.
Yeah, in a funny way. I mean, she's wearing her combat boots and a bomber jacket, but then she has an Argyle sweater on.
Yeah.
And Argyle seems to be making a comeback. Hers is a Burberry Argyle sweater.
Yes.
And the lettering in each like triangle is sort of a rainbow colors of the Burberry B.
Yeah. And she's got black pants on that are sort of funny. They're kind of like wide leg, kind of hit at the ankle. They're not really cropped. They're just sort of wherever. And then her boots. But she's also wearing a crossbody little bag. It almost looks just like a cell phone holder. She's got a mask on.
It says something on it. I can't read what it says. Peace.
Oh, that's nice. But it is funny to see Madonna with her hair in braids and an Argyle sweater.
Well, it is. And the weird thing is that there was another story in Vogue about Argyle being the latest Y2K trend making a comeback.
Yeah.
Now, truthfully, I feel like every few months we talk about Argyle.
Total. It's like stripes, polka dots, all of it. They just
It's another comeback. But in this case,
it's been a while for Argyle. It seems.
Has it, do you think? I feel like we talked about it.
When was the last time you had an
ago.
Argyle piece, Mom? Do you have a lot of Argyle in your wardrobe right now?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm an Argyle type. I don't know if I've ever had Argyle.
I did back in the day. I don't know if I
can remember.
There.
You had a blue and white sweater. You were very young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but now, not just you, but Bella Hadid.
Yes.
And Dua Lipa. Mm-hmm. I can't say it. Dua Lipa.
Too many A's. Too many vowels.
Yeah, it's a funny name to say. And Olivia Wilde.
Dua Lipa. There you go.
Okay. Say that fast 5 times.
Yes.
Harry Styles.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Well, then it's a trend.
And Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles have been photographed together.
Is that right?
You don't know that they've been dating?
I'm sorry. I've been too busy with Kim and Kanye's divorce.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about that. I get so depressed. But yes, no, Olivia Wilde. That upsets me, if you want to know the truth.
What does?
I love Jason Sudeikis.
And
they have two kids.
That has nothing to do. You're not on Kim and Kanye. You're back to Olivia Wilde.
No, I'm on Olivia
Wilde. Yeah, why didn't that work?
Well, they never got married. They were just engaged, you know.
Yeah.
And they had these two kids, and then I don't know. And very soon after, there she was with Harry Styles. Now, whether that's really going to be something, I don't know yet.
Okay.
But anyway, so they were seen wearing it, and they were talking in Vogue about how, you know, in the movies Clueless and Mean Girls and all of that, that Argyle was a really big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'll try to say it once more. Dua Lipa was wearing the same sweater that Madonna was wearing.
Oh, well, Burberry probably sent it to both of them.
Probably. Have they been sending you a lot of things lately?
I guess maybe my mail is slow. I can see, you know, I mean, if they're looking for validation that this is the way to go, you take the Burberry piece, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that's what I do.
When in doubt, take the Burberry piece.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Vogue showed all sorts of, you know, cardigans and sweater vests and all of that done in not the classic look of Argyle.
It's got to have a little twist. That's like with the Burberry sweater. I mean, it looks classic. It's just like camel, gray and black Argyle. Very classic. Could have been Ralph Lauren in 1980, except that it's got these logos in different colors plastered all over it. So it's got to have some little twist, I think, to make it modern.
Net-a-Porter had a cardigan, and it's got the Argyle on one sleeve and on one side, not on the other.
Mm-hmm.
A dress that I'm sure would be not flattering on most people was shown that had huge Argyles going down like your hips.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, there's all different kinds out there, and apparently...
What do you think? Do you want to give it a go?
No, I really don't.
You're so anti-Argyle.
It's just too preppy a look for me.
Hope?
I'm with Harmony. I never wore Argyle, and I think, yeah, too preppy for me.
Hope, you are kind of preppy, so though, Mom. Alike.
We are, Harmony.
What do you think you are? How do you describe your style?
Oh, how much time do we have?
What's your style?
Probably more feminine.
Okay.
Except nowadays when I'm just in my sweatpants and old sweaters, you know, sweatshirts.
We're both wearing sweaters with racer stripes down the arms. I just noticed this.
That's right. We've got ski sweaters on.
Yeah.
Kind of funny, isn't it?
It is kind of funny. And also,
it's almost like we're related.
I think you're preppier than you realize.
Really? What kind of things do I wear that you think are preppy?
Well, I mean, I know you love your feminine floral ruffled blouses. You love a good blouse.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, you do a lot of stripes. You do, you know, a lot of, you love your like bright Kelly green, which to me is like such a preppy color.
I guess I don't think of colors as being preppy, but I know what you're saying.
Be.
But
I think
I don't know. Maybe I have no style. Maybe it's as simple as that. I need a style. Give me a style.
Maybe this afternoon you need to take some, you know, kind of like style quizzes and see where you land.
Did you do that anagram? Graham, is that how you say it? That they're doing at the gallery. Yeah. Did you do the test?
I have not done the test. You did it. Where?
I did it online.
Oh. I've done mine.
What number are you?
I'm a 2.
I'm an 8.
Whoa.
When I'm an 8, that's my worst. Yep, that's...
Opposites attract, you guys.
I hope that's why you get along.
Wait,
so
what does that mean about both of you?
I don't remember what it said.
A 2 is like a helper. And then it's like you're connected to different numbers as well. So I like printed out my sheet months ago, just like getting more into therapy and stuff. But yeah, it's very interesting. But yeah, if I'm at an 8, I'm like kind of at my worst.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Stay away, Mom.
Why am I
Stay
at my
away
best?
From home.
That's where we all have it. We are different.
I'm going to go do it during the break. We will be back to take your questions and talk shop right after the news.